Money Roots is made possible by the support of our sponsor, Rooted Planning Group. Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Look no further than Rooted Planning Group, your trusted partner in financial well-being. At www.rootedpg.com, you'll discover a wealth of resources and expertise to help you thrive financially. Rooted Planning Group specializes in personalized financial planning, investment management, and retirement strategies. They understand that every financial journey is unique, and they're here to guide you every step of the way. With a team of experienced advisors, Rooted Planning Group is committed to helping you cultivate a secure and prosperous future. Visit www.rootedpg.com today to learn more about how Rooted Planning Group can help you grow your money roots.
Welcome to Money Roots, the podcast where personal finance gets personal. Hosted by Amy Irvine, the CEO of Rooted Planning Group. Each week, Amy and her team dig deep into the world of finance, making it more approachable and understandable for everyone, no matter where you are on your financial journey. From savings and investments to budgeting and planning, Money Roots brings you practical advice, inspiring stories, and expert insights. They believe that everyone has the potential to grow a healthy financial future, and they're here to help you nurture it. So, whether you're a financial guru or just starting to plant the seeds of your financial knowledge, this is the place for you. Get ready to uncover the tools and strategies that can help you thrive financially. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode of Money Roots.
Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to today's show. This is Carrie Bean, one of the certified financial planners and the chief investment officer here at Rooted Planning Group, and one of your less experienced hosts, so please forgive me. Throughout April, we're going to take advantage of the fact that you are probably already thinking about taxes and keep your mind headed in that direction. So put your tax hat on, but also I want you to put your retirement and investment hat on, because we're going to talk about how these two subjects are intertwined and some of the terminology you may hear around taxes, investments, and retirement planning. Often when talking with clients, one important thing we talk about is the tax bucket strategy. This is something that you may have heard, you may not have heard, you may be a little bit familiar with, or you may not know anything about. Either way, we're going to dive into it and hopefully you can walk away knowing a little bit more. So the tax bucket strategy is popular in financial planning, and in meetings, we educate clients on what it is and why it's important. So the idea is to divide your money into three different tax buckets: tax deferred, tax free, and after tax. You could also think of this as tax me later, tax me never, or tax me now. The goal is to have some control over your tax situation in retirement. We often talk about the fact that we do not know what the future tax law will look like. While it could be better, it could also be worse. So we can plan for the unknown by thinking about different buckets of money that'll provide you with a little bit more flexibility. The tax deferred buckets, this includes things like 401ks and IRAs. The tax free bucket will include things such as Roth accounts and health savings accounts. And the after tax bucket includes things such as checking, savings, and investment accounts. The first bucket I want to talk about is probably the more popular bucket when we think about retirement planning, and that is the tax deferred bucket, or the tax me later bucket. So this is the bucket that I just mentioned that has, your 401k, your traditional IRA, 403bs. These accounts are funded with pre-tax money, meaning that you get to contribute to these accounts without paying tax on that money right now. So you get an immediate tax advantage and do not need to claim that contribution as income in the current year. So that money will remain in your retirement account until you pull it out. And at that time, based on the current tax law, is how you will be taxed. So that's the tax deferred, or tax me later bucket. A lot of you may have been familiar with that one. So the second one is the tax free bucket, or the tax me never bucket. This is also kind of falls into the retirement category, and you may or may not be familiar with a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. Health savings accounts also fall into this. You may or may not be familiar with those type of accounts. This means that you do pay tax when you contribute to these accounts initially, but then the funds are, when they're taken out, potentially in retirement, you may not be taxed on them. So let me back up a little bit. So similar to an retirement account, this is could also be a retirement account, or it could be a health savings account. You put money in it with after-tax money, so you've already paid the taxes on it. So the money's in there, potentially invested, and it grows and grows. And then in the future, when you pull it out, you won't be taxed. Of course, there's a lot of, you know, rules and regulations around this, which is very common for the IRS. So keep in mind, you know, different types of accounts may have different regulations. But, you know, for example, your health savings account, that is a tax-free account as long as you have a high deductible health care plan and you are, eligible. For a health savings account, there can be a huge tax advantage to that because you can use that account for paying for medical expenses. So not to confuse you too much. So let's talk about the Roth. The Roth is can be within your 401k or an IRA. So that's a retirement account. So that is one that you could use to put after-tax money in and then let it grow. And then once you get in retirement, you can pull that money out. And it's tax-free. So all the growth on that account, you get to spend in retirement without paying taxes. So that's a very popular tax planning strategy that hopefully you are a little bit familiar with. The third type of bucket I want to talk about is the taxable bucket or the tax me now bucket. This one's not necessarily tied to retirement at all, although you can use it for retirement. But there's no age associated with this type of account for you. So you can say this could be a checking account, savings account, and then also if you have a brokerage or investment account, not tied to any type of retirement. That's sort of what falls in the taxable category. This is where things can be a little bit confusing because of the terminology we use in the financial planning industry, which is actually one of my pet peeves. So we use the word investments. So that's can be considered a type of account. So an investment account or a brokerage account. Some people call it a taxable account. But then also sometimes within our retirement accounts, 401ks, we use the word investments there too. But a lot of times when you hear the word investment account, a lot of people are referring to a taxable account. So in this situation, again, checking, savings, or any type of investment account you have outside of retirement would be considered taxable. So you fund these accounts with after-tax money. So you don't really get a tax advantage in the beginning. So not to get too overly complicated here on the podcast, but when you hold things such as stocks or bonds within an investment account more than 1 year, you can be taxed at a capital gains rate versus ordinary income. And this can be an advantage kind of depending on your situation, which I believe would probably be a good topic for another podcast, talking about ordinary income versus capital gains. But just know that when you have an investment account, there is tax advantages to the way the money is taxed versus how it's taxed as your ordinary income. So while there's not necessarily a perfect scenario and rarely a situation where the buckets are funded evenly, this is something that we want you to start thinking about sooner than later. And I know thinking about taxes and investments may not be everyone's favorite subject. A little bit of planning for both can have a huge impact on your financial plan in life. So just kind of wrapping up, and as a reminder, the three buckets are tax deferred, tax free, and taxable. And your tax deferred are your 401ks, IRAs, money that you're saving for retirement. Your tax free is what the Roth IRA falls into, health savings accounts falls into, things like that. That's you're putting money in. And there's an advantage where you're taxed, never tax-free in retirement or at the time of the use of the health savings account. And then the taxable accounts or Tax Me Now, that's your checking and savings and investment accounts. Hope that was helpful and less confusing. Feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions. Looking forward to being on the podcast a little bit more. And if you're interested in diving into this subject or you want another episode on this subject, let me know and we'll go a little bit further down this rabbit trail.
You've been listening to Money Roots, your go-to podcast for making personal finance accessible and approachable. Thanks for joining us today. Amy and her team have enjoyed guiding you through the roots of your financial journey. Remember, whether you're planting new seeds of financial knowledge or nurturing the growth of your existing financial plans, Money Roots is here to support you every step of the way. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and visit our website at www.rootedpg.com/podcasts for more resources. And of course, subscribe to Money Roots wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. A big thank you to the sponsor, Rooted Planning Group, for making this show possible. At Rooted Planning Group, they're committed to helping you cultivate a thriving financial future. Until next time, keep growing your money roots.